Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the 25th day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support. Whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Rachini of the congregation Magen Abraham, Magen Abraham in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk. Rabbi Rachini is on a tight schedule and will need to hop off the call immediately upon the conclusion of his Devar Torah. I'm grateful that my good friend and colleague Rabbi Phil Karish is on the call with us as well. Rabbi Karish will take over Rabbi Rachini to lead us today in slowly reciting our daily three chapters, Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with their chapters 23, 121, and 130. They'll be followed by the Mishaberach Recholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rachini.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the honor to be on this hotline, the phone. Try to say a few words of chizuk and maybe, just maybe, try to inspire others, even though it's hard for me also. There's no question we're going through hard times right now, doing these days, one after the next. You know, it's a very, very hard test, but one positive thought I can say over, we know the Torah tells us, the number one rule is, Hashem never gives a test to a person that he cannot overcome. Hashem is only here to give us tests and all these hard times we're going through in order for us to overcome it and grow with it. Hashem will never, ever give somebody a hard time if you cannot overcome it and come out even stronger. So right now we're going through a hard time with this coronavirus. It's very, very hard, but let's take it as a compliment, because it is a compliment. If Hashem chose us, out of all the generations, if Hashem chose us to go through this specific period of time, that means we are capable and we're very strong to overcome it. Hashem is only going to give such a big test for those people that can really be strong and overcome such a huge, big test like this one that we have with the coronavirus. Let's take it as a compliment. If we're going through this, that means Hashem really, really, really believes in us. We know David the Melech says in Tehillim, it's a famous song, Hashem. We should always, always praise Hashem and thank Hashem. If you notice, he says over there, Ve'emunatcha balelot. When it comes to emunah at nights, why is it that he says the word emunah, which means to believe in Hashem, balelot at night? We know at night there represents darkness. Darkness means if you don't have streetlights, when you're walking down a block, you can trip easily. You know the difference between an electric pole, between a tree, between a chair. So darkness means confusion. You know what's ahead of you. So it says, David HaMelech, Emunascha Balelos, when things are confusing, when you don't know what the future brings you, when everything is not clear what's going to happen, scream Emunascha. That's when you scream Emunah. Every single one of us has an Emunah button. Every single Jew is built in with believing in Hashem naturally. Just sometimes we have to press the button a little harder to overcome the test that's coming in front of us. So right now, we're going through very hard times. We honestly do not know what the future will bring. But at the same time, we have to be strong and positive because we do have this emunah button called emunascha balelos. Scream, we believe in Hashem. We know Hashem is in control. Nothing is out of control. Everything is out of our control, but nothing is out of control. Everything is in God's hands. So let's scream emunah. Let's tell Hashem we believe in Him. We know He's in control. We know He knows what He's doing. No matter what happens, it's part of Hashem's plan, and we're going to come out even stronger and better. So we're going through a hard time, but understand it's a compliment, and know that you have in you the emunah button to scream specifically during these times of belelot when things are dark. So let's all together strengthen our emunah, understand everything is in God's hand, and we're going to come out even stronger and better, specifically by saying Tehillim. The number one weapon we have is prayer, as Jews. The number one weapon we have is prayer. We have to keep on davening, keep on saying to Tehillim, and understand that every capital of Tehillim. Understand that every capital of Tehillim makes a huge effect in Shemayim. Never underestimate. Okay, I'm sorry about that, everybody. Sorry, this is New York. That's what happened. But understand that every capital of Tehillim makes a huge difference in Shemayim. Never underestimate every capital of Tehillim. I could go on with so many stories, and I have one thought that saying Tehillim doesn't make a difference, but it's specifically because of the Tehillim that it makes a difference. So to end the short, let's strengthen our emunah. Please understand how much of an effect you're making in the Shemayim by saying this Tehillim confidently. Do not underestimate it. It's making a big effect in Shemayim and in this world every time you say Tehillim. Keep on going strong, and there's not the Shem, we're going to come in even stronger. Thank you so much for the OU. I apologize, and I have to end the short. I apologize for the noise. Please forgive me, but thank you for giving me a chance.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Rachimi, Rabbi Karis, Bechavon.
We'll be starting with Tehillim in Perek Kaf Gimel, that's chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binos deshe yarbitzeini, almei minuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini, v'magle tzedek aman shemo. Gam ki eilech begei talmaves, lo irora ki ato imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, heima yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchon, neged tovraroi, di shanta vashemen roshi, kosi revayo. Ach tov vachesed, yirdefuni ko yimei chayai, V'shavti v'beis Adonai li'orech yamim. The next chapter is 121, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lama'alos, esoinai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai osei shamayim v'oret. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yoreyach ba-loyla. Adonai yishmorecha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvo'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Lastly, chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir hama'alos mima'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tihyena oznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi. Yim avonos tishmor yah Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha haselicha Leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, v'livaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei. Vehu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll be saying now a Mishaberach for Cholim, a prayer for those who are ill and in need of prayer. When I pause, please feel free to insert the names of those who are in need of our tefillos, of our prayers. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aharon David u'Shlomo, ויברך ויראתי את החולים. בעבור שאנו מתפללים ובעבורם, בזכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלים עמו לרפותם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, We'll conclude with the Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzaro v'shidya ha'omedim ben bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyem min tzaro lirvacha u'me'afela le'ora u'mishibu le'gula hashta ba'galo v'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Karish. Truly appreciate you filling in, especially at last minute. Could listen to you say Tehillim all day long. Beautiful voice. You're sure very lucky to hear you daven Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur each and every year. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, latova for good, and may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Jeremy Donath of Congregation Darchi Noam in Fairlawn, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.